morning. Good morning, everybody. If you could please open up your Bibles. Today's reading will be from the NIV, Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 14. Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 through 14. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so, somehow, attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless this reading.
Good morning. Let me give you a warning ahead of time. This has been a morning, so we're going to enjoy it now as we get all the pieces put into place. Something I want to make mention of, Joel Rodriguez is going to have Spence put in on the 24th. I should have walked over and asked y'all where it's going to be. Midland. Okay, not too far down the road. So if y'all don't know Joel, just find Fonda and he'll be right there somewhere within a circle from her. And right there. So keep him in your prayers as he goes through that procedure. I am so very grateful how things have progressed so much medically that a lot of those things, it seemed like, are really, well, they are a big deal, but they seem to get better and better and better on how they take care of those things. But we definitely want to keep him in our prayers as well. We'll add him to your list. Before we get into our lesson, let's have our prayer together, please. Father, we are grateful for your faithfulness, knowing that all that you've promised us, everything you've given us through your Son, that we can depend on you and know with confidence that you keep those promises. Father, you know how we struggle with that. We look at ourselves and we worry. And we struggle just in life with so much. But help us, Father, to trust you more. Father, we know that you hear us as we call to you, and we're grateful for that. And especially today, there's so many that we have worried over and have brought to you, and we want to especially bring Joel before you this morning. Father, we ask that you'll help him as he undergoes the procedure for the stents, that everything will go smoothly and well, that they'll accomplish just what they need to, that he'll feel better afterwards. And we know, Father, that as we look out over ourselves, there are so many things that, you know, we look forward to and we struggle with. And we want you, Father, to be involved in every part of that. Help us, Father, to always trust you and to look to you for all that we need. For through Jesus we pray. Amen. You know, I realized after I had this thought that some parents may not like me in talking to graduates, talking about weddings first off. Is that bad timing? But there are a lot of traditions for weddings. And depending on who you are and what your background's been, determines what goes on. So one of the phrases that gets thrown around is something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. And then some will add sixpence in your shoe as you go along as well. All the idea of trying to make sure as your wedding comes along to get some good luck. And so all of those are good luck pieces to help things happen well. You know, we have these traditions that we're looking forward to try to make sure things go well. And in life, we have those kind of things that we try to make sure we want things to go well for you in this transition. We have baby showers. We have wedding showers. We have celebrations, the graduations. It was this week. We had the parents' day out up here, had a graduation for the kids who were going on to kindergarten this fall. And I guess nowadays we have graduations for all kinds of level. And today we get to talk about graduations for those who are getting to finish their high school career and to move on to what comes next. And all that comes together. And so as we look at that, you know, there are things that we do at these stages. We give gifts to help folks get along the way and provide what they need. That we give advice. If y'all need some advice, there are a lot of old men around here who will love to give you advice. And we'll take a long time to give it to you. So, you know, we give advice at all points in life to try to make sure things go well as we go along. And when we look at this, what I want us to do is just to know that even though you will get all kinds of gifts today and all kinds of advice and all kinds of things, that I want y'all to remember there are some things that matter more in all of this. And Philippians chapter 3 is where I want us to go for that. In our scripture reading, now Paul is going to talk about a lot of the gifts that he... Did I say Philippians or did I say Ephesians? What did I say? Did I say Philippians? Okay. My brain said, you said the wrong word. And I said, I don't know if I did or not. Philippians chapter 3, Paul says, there are some things I've gotten in life where I can say, this was just something given to me. And look how I've been blessed through that. And all the good that everybody sees in that. From his parents, from teachers, from all kinds of folks. And before our scripture reading is where this comes from verses 4 on down to 6, or the latter half of 4, says, if someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh. And he starts that way because he's given them a reminder. There are some things in life where they would say, because I have this, I know my standing before God. Look how all these good things I've been given. And Paul says, if you want to talk about being confident, let me tell you about my pedigree. Let me tell you what I've been blessed with in my life. And so he says, I've got a whole lot of things that are good that would seem to guarantee my standing before God. So he says, circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin. Already he's talking about things he doesn't control. You know, I was born into a good family that was part of a good people that came from a people that belonged to God. Circumcised. He didn't get anybody ask him when he was a baby whether or not that was going to be to become part of that covenant, that his parents had made a commitment to raise him at that time to be right before God, to be part of that covenant. A Hebrew of Hebrews. In regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church. There he starts talking about the things he did, the things he learned, the things that he was taught and all the way along, and how yet he lived that out, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless. And he says, you look at my life, he says, and you can say, there is somebody that has it all together. And we can have our own kind of list. And he says, if you want to talk about confidence, if you want to talk about things that we tend to rely on, I've got it. And we'll do the same kind of thing. We will gather up things in life to feel sure we can handle it. That we can make sure everything that comes along. And as parents, grandparents, friends, family, we all try to gather up things to make sure that everything will go well. We try to make a guarantee. And there's really no guarantees, are there? But we'll sure work at it as hard as we can. And so when we look at that, we see in life how things come along. If y'all ever want to tour my office, if you've never been back there, you'll see I have a hobby that defines a whole lot of what goes on. I've got four walls in that office, and on all four walls I have bookshelves filled with books. And no, I haven't read all of them. Some of them are there for information, but... When I started out, I had one shelf of books, and pretty much all of those were gifts. Somebody gave me to help get a good start. And so in life, we do those kind of things. You look at my tool chest now. You know, when you have a project go on, you got to go buy the right tool for the job. I've done that for years. But when I first started out, about all my tools came from other people. And in life, we do that. We expect. There's not many of us, when we graduate from high school, that we go out and buy our own furniture. Do you know what your furniture is when you graduate? Whatever you can gather from friends and family, or whatever you find in the alleyway behind other people's houses. Or maybe milk crates and a board. Whatever it is, a mattress on the floor. But you know when you begin and start out life that there are some things you just make do with what is. And so in faith, we do a lot of the same thing. When you're growing up, when we're growing up and we're learning about God and we're learning about who Jesus is, and in our faith, we've borrowed a lot of things. We've been given a lot of things. And we've relied on that to feel like, I know this is what's right because this is what my parents taught me. I know this is what's right because this is what I was taught. And we build on that and we depend on that in so many ways. And the thing is we all try our best to give you what you need. We go above and beyond. Now, what Paul says, as he gets along, he looks at all of these gifts he's been given, and he says, none of that really is what matters most. None of that really gets me anywhere closer where God wants me to be. So from our reading, what does he say? Whatever those things, those gains to me, now, they're nothing. I consider them lost for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on to the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And all of that, you hear what he says. You know what matters most to him? All those things he got from being raised by good parents, all those things that he was taught by teachers that came along, all those things that made out his resume of faith, he says, none of that really matters. What matters most of all to him is one thing, to know Christ. One thing that matters most, to be able to have Jesus at the center of everything goes on. Because in Christ, what he finds is, this is where I'm made right before God. In Christ is where I have my hope. In Christ is where I have my strength and all of that. And so, you know, in light of that, here's what we have to boil it down to. No matter how hard we try, there's one thing that nobody can give you that matters most. A faith of your own. You can't get it on you. I can't give that to you. Your parents can't give that to you. At some point in life, you choose what you believe. And if you're going to be a follower of Jesus Christ, that is something you choose on your own. And it scares us to death. And we so bad want things to be just guaranteed. But if your faith is going to be meaningful, it's because you have chosen it to be your own. That you've put at the center of your life one thing, that you want to know Christ. Because if Christ is at the center of your desire, of what you want, if you have put your faith in Him and know that in God we have promises that take care of us, that that's how we get right with God, that's where our hope is, that's where our strength is, when you have that as your own faith, you know what happens? Is you live that out. You live that. Because that's what matters to you. And you're not going to live it if it's not yours. One thing we want, for where all the places we all go, wherever we are, we want for every person is that you would have the desire to know Christ and to draw close to Him. Of course, when we talk about one thing, we've got to do, we've got to talk about Curly, don't we? City Slickers. Now, isn't that, I keep making old movie references. They don't feel old to me, but I realize they are old to everybody below a certain age. Movie City Slickers, they're going along on this cattle drive, and he keeps asking, y'all watch the movie. I'll get his name here in a bit. But Curly says, you know, pretty much the secret of life. And I can picture him clear as day. Billy Crystal, there we go. Thank you. Mark saved me. Curly holds up his finger, and Billy Crystal's character says, your finger? He says, no, it's one thing. Secret of life is one thing. You find that one thing, and you go all in on that. Now, that's not his exact line, but that's the idea. You find that one thing. And the one thing to get through life is to know Christ, to put your faith in Him, to know this is what matters most. That there's so many things we get distracted by, there's so many things we worry over, that in the reality of it all is they aren't as important as what we think they are to begin with. But if we'll put our focus on Christ, that will guide us for everything else. One thing. Now, we do get a chance today to help all of us to get focused on what matters most. And if you need prayers to do that, we'll pray together for you and with you. If you need today to put on Christ in baptism, you've put it off and you say you want to commit yourself to live for Him, to be His, to turn away from everything from the past and be buried with Him, to start that walk with Him, you can do that today. But if you need to respond, would you